This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon on payday. Oh yes, I go by the name of King Bashir, but the Winter Stock himself. And you know, on a Friday, we step straight into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience, your ticket to the latest in motoring, lifestyle, and everything on four wheels. And joining us on the line right now is our resident motoring journalist, Prashirin Naidu, back behind the wheel with a fresh automotive insights and real world, you know, driving impressions. And this week, he's been spending time with the all-electric Mercedes-Benz EQV, a premium luxury van that blends executive comfort, family practicality, and a silent electric performance into a sophisticated package. He'll also be sharing his thoughts on two compact offerings from Tata Motors, the Punch and a Tiago, and whether the brand has what it takes to shake things up in a South African market. And as always, we'll wrap things up with the motoring tip of the week, and he'll give us his hot gem of the week to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirin. Welcome back. How are you doing this afternoon?
Thank you, Bash. Yes, I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much, Prashirin, for joining us once again. I need us to get straight into it, as I'm so, so excited to speak about this Mercedes-Benz EQV. Now, Prashirin, the EQV is quite a unique offering in the luxury EV space. What stood out for you most in terms of its design, you know, road appearance, and overall premium appeal?
Well, I think it's quite hard to tell it's electric unless you look at the EQV badging. And honestly, that's what I like about it. In reality, it's quite a tidy-looking van with premium flair. Picture a bread loaf on four wheels. It's boxy, unapologetically large, and absolutely takes up space on the road.
Now, let's step inside for us, Prashirin. What's the cabin experience like, especially, you know, from a practicality and comfort perspective as a seven-seater luxury people mover?
Well, of course, classy, purposeful, and lovely touches all around. I mean, leather seats, heated seats too. The Burmester sound system, King Bash, is fantastic. There's also a sunroof they've thrown into the mix. And, of course, versatility. You've got a seven-seater here, perfect amount of room for the kids. And, of course, there's pop-up tables. You want to have your Zoom meetings in your luxury EQV. But total space, perfect for the long trip, you know. Lots of cargo room, and I think, obviously, it feels like a lounge on wheels.
Wow, that's so, so amazing. Sounds so interesting. And, I mean, out on the road, since now we know how the cabin feels, how does the EQV perform considering it's a large and heavy electric van? I mean, does it really, you know, still manage its, you know, the feel refined and effortless behind the wheel?
So, yeah, of course, you're not going to be speedy Gonzales, as they say, but very smooth, quiet, and refined. Then, of course, it does go quite nicely. I mean, range-wise, it's not bad. They've thrown in a fat battery into it, a 90-kilowatt-hour battery, getting 150 kilowatts, and you've got about 350 kilometers of range, but I managed to stretch it out to 400 kilometers, so it's quite decent. Charging is all right, fairly quick, but 2.3 million rand. Am I going to take the electric, basically, Z-Class, or am I going to just go for the big boy V300D? I might as well just go for a normal diesel-powered V-Class as opposed to this, because South Africa markets are quite poor, and the infrastructure for charging is just terrible. So that's my two cents, really.
Yeah, you and I both, I'm definitely going for the V300D. There's no way that I'm going to do that on that price tag. But nonetheless, I mean, you recently also sampled both the Punch and the Tiago. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but what are these vehicles all about? And do you believe, you know, Tata has the potential to push, you know, the boundaries and become a stronger player in the South African market?
You know what? I quite like them both, actually. Very simple in execution. The Punch, you know, it's raised in stance, budget detail. It sips fuel car about 5 liters per 100 kilometers. Even the Tiago, they both have the same engine. The Tiago is a bit more, has a bit more street cred to it, a bit more youthful. And not bad for daily driving. The 1.2 liter is on par. And they've tried to, you know, not make it expensive. I think that's what they're trying to get buyers in. Affordable, it's quite affordable, coming at around 200K. And in this day and age, the market is very, very, very expensive. So I think that's where Tata is aiming to go. And they'll have to really rely on consistency and a good dealership network and after-sales service. I think that's very important, especially if they're going head-to-head with some established rivals like Suzuki and Toyota.
Most definitely, most definitely. Prashirin, thank you so much for that. But before I let you go, what's your motoring tip of the week, and what's your Friday hot gem to kickstart this payday Friday?
Yes, payday. Thank you so much, King Bash. So watch out who you follow and listen to when it comes to car advice online. A lot of influencers are paid to promote certain vehicles and brands, so sometimes the best advice can be quite biased. And let's end off with a classic, Anything by SWV.
Big shout out to you, Prashu, and have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Have a blessed one to yourself, King Bash, and the listeners out there. Cheers.
Yes, that was Prashubin Naidu right here. Catch him again next week of Friday. And also check him out, man, on Top Speed and ED News. And follow Wheels and Journeys across all social media platforms.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.